Okay, we'll call to order the Board of Works for September 10th. Need approval of the August 27th minutes.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports. First up is Fire Department Chief Pinkstaff.
Hello, Sonny Pinkstaff, representing Vincent's Fire Department. Today, we are approaching 2,000 responses for the year. Currently, we have one truck that is out of service. We had to take it to Evansville this morning to the Cummins dealership down there. I hope it's nothing major. Don't think it is anything major, but I did have to go to a Cummins dealer and to actually look at it. A couple weeks ago, happy to report that we did some fantastic training, river training with our boat and other agencies involved. It was actually coordinated and set up by Officer Shane Cooper with the DNR. BAM, our department, Vincent's Township, and their dive team that also consists of a couple members of Vincent's Police Department did some really good training on the river, and we did plan on following up with some more training and learn some lessons from what we learned with that. Next month is the Fire Prevention Week, which will be October 7th through the 13th. That'll be here before we know it, and we are already planning and getting some things set up for that. Once again this year, we will have Jeff Owens with the KC program that is sponsored by Corson. He will be here October 16th and 17th, and we will provide an in-service seminar training, or Jeff will, for all grade schoolers, kindergarten, first and second grade within the county. And that's including North Knox, South Knox School District, Vincent's Community School District, and Lachey. And now, without further ado, I am happy to announce and to get the approval of the Board of Works on four promotions to the City Fire Department. And as I call your name, please come up and stand. Currently, Captain Richard Ashby, who is a Captain Training Officer, is being promoted to Battalion Chief. And he also is instrumental in helping me with our fire prevention and getting that going. So very, very happy to announce that. Firefighter Adam Ray. Chief Ashby will, he is a 28-year veteran of Vincent's Fire Department. Firefighter Ray is going to be promoted into the position left vacant by Captain Ashby, which is a Captain Training Officer. Firefighter Ray is also instrumental in our investigative division and will be lead investigator for our department. He just recently took his CFI test, which is, for lack of a better term, it is extremely hard to obtain, but he just took his test on that, and very few investigators in the country are certified to that level. And Firefighter Michael Carter. Michael has 14 years on the job. He is being promoted to lieutenant by one of the spots vacated by Lieutenant Grant Up whenever he retired. And then also the next one is when Lieutenant Dan Frederick retired. So happy to announce Michael Carter as a lieutenant. And the fourth, and definitely not final, but Brock Cardinal is being promoted promoted to the rank of lieutenant also. Brock is instrumental in a number of things that we do at the fire department, and very happy to announce that also. And with the board's approval, I would like to submit these four men and their ranks for approval.
I'll proudly make that motion.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Yeah, we'll do it, we'll follow you.
Okay, we'll move on. Next up is city inspector.
It's going around.
It's supposed to be. Because he's got to be here for another thing.
Is Phil Cooper in the building? Has anybody seen Phil? Dan?
Okay. How about Leah, animal
Leah's
shelter?
Here.
And Danny won't be here.
Okay. Follow off that. It's a good thing you got dogs and cats, right? People like dogs and cats.
And we had 19 that were released to our feral community at the shelter. That is, the high number for that is due to the fact that we took in many cats from relocation in July, and they were under-socialized and needed to be released to feral community. So they were released at the community out of the shelter.
Not very many departments are going to use the word under-socialized in the presentation.
Yeah, that means they're mean. We had 56 dog intakes. 19 of those were strays that were brought in to us. 12 were surrendered by owner, and 25 of those were seized because they were running loose in the city. We had 77 outcomes for dogs. 35 of those were adoptions. 22 dogs were returned to their owners, and 20 dogs were sent to rescues. We had a total of 70 adoptions for the month of August. And our current on-site population in the shelter right now is 63, which is down a little bit from last month. So, okay. We also have the old trailer.
Yes. Can we declare that surplus and let her?
We have looked for a VIN number. It is corroded and painted over and not legible by any stretch.
So, motion to make said old trailer surplus.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, and then you'll advertise and get bids for it.
So, okay.
All in favor?
It's under
$1,000. Okay. Put it out for.
It does not have to be advertised.
Okay.
It's definitely under $1,000. Okay. If not mobile.
Right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thanks,
okay.
Lord.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Lord.
Phil.
We'll go back to Phil.
Sorry for being late.
No problem.
April 13th is the date we've had 168 violations for grass, 46 junk and debris. And we've got 10-10, 3 sycamores that's been completed, demolished, and
we'll go ahead and he's down here under new business.
You want to do the blight elimination?
It's a change order, and basically,
change order, yes.
Okay.
Then that they found asbestos and it wasn't in the original bid, so.
Right, and that's something I overlooked, and just want to get a change order. $1,396.79 through Elite Environmental for the removal of asbestos.
Okay. So I'll make a motion to approve the change order as requested by City Inspector Phil Cooper in the amount of $1,396.79.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, or, yeah.
All right, thanks,
Phil. We'll move on. We do not have old business. We'll move to new business. First up is St. John Lutheran Craft Show banner request, Beth Maxwell. And it looks like Paula's got all this and everything's covered. So.
I'm Beth Maxwell, St. John Lutheran Church, scheduling our annual craft show for November 3rd. And we'd like to invite each of you to come on out. And everybody else here.
All right.
But we want a street banner hung over Park Street. I checked with Paula, and she said October 22nd to November 5th works. I have ordered this certificate of insurance on my job. Got it. Okay.
Cool. Okay. So I'll make a motion to approve the banner request of St. John Lutheran Craft Show for 2 weeks, being October 22nd on Hart Street.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Thanks, Beth.
Thank you.
Thanks. Next is contract for grant writing services, SIDC, Michelle Carrico.
Hi. You can pull that down if you need to.
SIDC has been assisting the city the last couple of years for state historic preservation funding through the Historic Preservation Fund. And we've been able to complete some of the window restoration there at the police station, which will also have funding on it. And then also just finished this summer the overall conditions assessment plan on the police station. Which provides recommendations for the next several years of some improvements, rehab, to keep it up in good condition. I believe those amounts actually added to probably $1.3 million worth of recommendations. And from one of those recommendations, talking with the mayor and all from that, we have the opportunity to apply or have assist the city in applying again for rehabilitation and finishing the rest of the remaining windows there at the police station.
Okay.
And so one of the contracts that I had to present to mine in regards, which is a contract for grant writing services,
okay,
is for actually writing that application that will be due the first Friday in October. Basically, it's not to exceed. You see that there. It's not to exceed.
What's on the front page? $2,500.
Yes.
Okay.
And it will not be done.
Okay.
Right.
So do we want to do these separately? We'll do this one first. Okay. So I'll make a motion to approve the contract for grant writing services as described by SIDC staff Michelle Carrico. Not to exceed $2,500.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
The next is the shelter house rehabilitation contract.
Yes, we've also been working last October. We submitted an application for the city in regards to rehabbing the shelter house there at Grace Park. Mm-hmm. It took a while, but we finally got the information that it was awarded a $50,000 request. The city will be matching it. We are looking at doing a kickoff meeting with DNR yet this month on the 26th, I believe, to get that started. We hope to have it bid out probably around November timeframe yet this year and get started on it. Completion for it should be by June of next year. And some of those repairs include the roof, the windows in it, some masonry repairs, which includes some repair and pointing to the fireboxes that are on the site. Mm-hmm. Other hardware security type of improvements, the lid doors, the patient wards, mm-hmm, the porch refreshers, all these also rehab.
Okay. And the amount of that contract is $5,000, right?
Yes, and that would be for being a project coordinator and anything around that.
Okay. So I'll make a motion to approve the contract for services with SIDC with the established purpose of the shelter house rehabilitation in the amount of $5,000.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, and this isn't on the list, but it is, goes along with this. We have a contract to hire RQAW for architectural services to oversee the...
They will actually prepare the design and also the inspection for application.
That's who she's for.
Yes, this is Lara.
Lara, okay.
And she'll be the architect that helps us through the design and stuff for the shelter house.
Great.
Yes, my name's Lara Dawson and I'm RQAW. And I will be assisting with that design and rehabilitation.
Okay.
And we just need to approve the contract.
Okay.
So in this $12,000, right? Is it total?
$12,000.
$12,000.
Okay. Okay, so I'll make a motion that we approve the architectural piece of the shelter house contract with RPAW in the amount of $12,000.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thanks Larry.
Thanks Larry.
And I'll get with you after this and sign. Next is Lincoln High School homecoming parade request.
So we understand that Chaz Hendricks, who's the student council supervisor and sponsor for the parade, who's appeared before us on several occasions, is not able to be here this evening. So we're just going to read his request and approve it accordingly. So the homecoming celebration on Friday, September 21st, starting at 3:45 p.m. What this outlines is the street closures, closed at noon for the parade. First Street from Main to Shelby, Seminary from 1st to 2nd, Perry from 1st to 2nd, and Hart from 1st to 2nd. You're okay with the request?
I spoke with Chaz this morning, and basically it just kind of crept up on him getting into the Board of Works, and they're just asking for the normal parade route that's done for homecoming, right, and those specific streets that you listed. They were hoping that the street department can close those off with cones or whatever at noon that day so that people can get their clothes in and all that good stuff.
Right. Okay.
Yep.
We're not anticipating any, we don't really have any construction or anything else going on in that area.
I don't believe so. I think we're good to go for this year.
Okay. So I'll make a motion to approve the request of street closures as described by Mr. Hendricks and approved by the police chief.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And next is food trucks. Councilman Brian Grove. If you remember, we approved two Mondays.
Prior to City Council. Yeah, we approved two Mondays, and actually we're back for the third. What I'm asking for is the approval of every Monday, fruit fall, weather permitting. Just going to give us a better schedule. I can get with them what works with them and set up. We're kind of pushing for the first and third Monday of the month, but you know, if we throw in another Monday there, it's been a huge
success. Routinely, you're looking at every other.
Yeah,
but yeah, it might
first and third.
Okay, but it could be a second or fourth might creep in.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So, and then you said through the fall, Brian. So what do you think?
Weather permitting, I would say maybe through Thanksgiving.
Yeah, if the weather holds.
December 1st or
yeah, let's go.
That's yeah. So that would actually November 30th would be. Oh no, so December 3rd would be a Monday. So you think that's going too far?
Yeah.
November 26th.
Okay.
So I'm going to go through the end of November.
Okay.
So go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to do these two separate things here.
Okay. So we're going to make a motion to approve the use of the River Front Pavilion, Riverwalk.
Not the pavilion.
Not the pavilion, I'm sorry. Riverwalk for the purpose of the food trucks on Mondays between today and the last Monday in November. Routinely expected on the first and third, but occasionally with the second and fourth.
Is there times on that too?
Well, what's the time plan on those?
We've been 4 to 8, 8:30.
4 p.m. to 8:30?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll include that in my motion.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
And I'd also like to ask for approval for Friday the 21st, which is homecoming, the use of the river walk.
And I hope you work with the homecoming group. I think VEF sets up a booth at the pavilion.
Nothing is on the river walk at all, and I have talked to all the food vendors, and we hope to have a pretty sizable donation to the VEF, so we will be working for them.
I still want you to work, see if they're in agreement. I don't want to hurt their event if they...
Right, so you're talking about doing the same thing that you've been doing, but doing now on the Friday of homecoming.
Yeah, it was, you know, a lot of people had suggested doing something on homecoming, just in the general public, so...
Because VEF does have a food thing.
Yes. Front, and they may work with you and let you set up, maybe we'll get you...
So do we want to make a motion pending approval of...
Yeah. Let's talk with VEF.
Or do you want to wait on a motion?
No, we'll do it, and then we'll get with VEF and make sure.
Right.
Okay, all right. So I'll make a motion that we tentatively approve the similar accommodations for the food truck on the river walk, the Friday of homecoming, pending agreement with the Vincennes Education Foundation.
Will there be a time difference on it, though, too, because of homecoming?
I was thinking 3 to midnight.
3 to midnight probably makes sense.
Okay. And I'd also like that to say that, or another designated spot, just in case they're good with it, if we could get you on bus run or...
Yeah, it might be closer, it might be more accommodating.
Yeah, I mean, the reason we're doing the river walk is the view and at that time of night, I think...
We'll just make that as an alternate option if it's appropriate. So I'll amend my motion to include an alternate location if indicated from 3 to midnight.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, thanks, Brian.
We have nothing else, so just need a motion to adjourn. We are adjourned.
Okay, got a 5:30 meeting. Got a scoop.
You got a public hearing?